for People, Part 3. Titus chapter 3, verse 14. Good deeds. A friend of mine pointed out that Titus mentions good deeds quite often, so I decided to look into that further. Caring for people. The first week we talked about being quick to listen, slow to speak. Very good. last week we talked about bearing one another's burdens, especially someone who has fallen into sin. We bear the burden of their shame. We bear the burden of their sin. Even if they have not fallen into sin, the burden of their sickness, their pain, their suffering, whatever it may be. And the way we talked about it, we ask, what can I do to help? What do you need? And today we're going to talk about good deeds from the book of Titus. Titus 3:14. I'm going to read from the New American Standard English version of the Bible because it mentions our phrase good deeds, which I liked. So the verse says, our people must also learn to engage in good deeds, to meet pressing needs, so that they will not be unfruitful. Lord, teach us today. Help us to learn to engage in good deeds. Help us to meet pressing needs today. Help our lives to be fruitful. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Number one in your outline. In the book of Titus, the phrase good deeds is a reoccurring theme. Good deeds is a reoccurring theme throughout the book of Titus. In fact, the word good in three chapters appears 10 times. The word deeds appears 8 times, and those two phrases together, good deeds, are used 6 times in the book of Titus. In three chapters, 6 times it is used. I would say that's a theme, wouldn't you say? So what I would like to do, if you would, if you have your Bibles there, if you have your paper Bibles, walk with us through the book of Titus. If you have your electronic Bible, you can flip your way with us there. We're going to flip through all 6 of these verses in Titus dealing with good deeds. Titus 1:16, again from the New American Standard Bible because it uses the phrase good deeds in all of these passages. They profess to know God, but by their deeds they deny Him, being detestable and disobedient and worthless for any good deed. Titus was saying, Paul was saying to Titus, actually Apostle Paul wrote this book to one of his disciples, one of his helpers in the ministry, to Titus. He said, people can say they follow God, but by their deeds will call them a liar. Our deeds can deny what our words proclaim. And if our deeds deny God, then we are worthless to do any good deeds. Chapter 2, verses 7 and 8. Paul writes to Titus, in all things show yourself to be an example of good deeds, with purity in doctrine, dignified, sound in speech, which is beyond reproach, so that the opponent will not be put to shame, having nothing bad to say about us. The one who does good deeds is a person that should be followed, is a person that we should act like, we should pattern our behavior after. Godly behavior is encouraged, good deeds are encouraged, so that the word of God may not be discredited, and so that opponents will have nothing evil to say about us. Does anybody have anything evil to say about you because of something that you have done or not done? Maybe, just maybe, not in every case, but maybe many in the world are speaking evil of Christianity. Now, not in every case, but in a few cases, maybe many in the world are speaking evil of Christianity is because we have given them ammunition. We've given them reason. We have not knocked down their accusations with our good deeds. Chapter 2, verse 14. Who gave himself for us, Christ gave himself for us to redeem us from every lawless deed and to purify for himself a people for his own possession. For what purpose? Why did Christ give himself for us? Why did he purify us? Zealous for good deeds. Zealous. Are you zealous for good deeds? What are you zealous to do? What are you have determined energy, zealous? What would you would not be denied? You take control. You're focused on this. What are you zealous for? Zealous to go to the movies because they got popcorn. I'm focused. What are you zealous for? What do you find a way to do? You intensely desire. You're going to go out of your way to do this. Well, Paul tells Titus it should be good deeds. Chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. Titus, Paul says, remind them to be subject to rulers. And they're living in the Roman Empire, so that can't be easy. You've got Nero and all the other emperors there. To authorities, to be obedient, to be ready for every good deed. To malign no one, to be peaceable, gentle, showing every consideration for those men that you like. No, that's not what it says. Showing every consideration for all men, all mankind, all women. Not just those that you get along with, no, not just those that voted like you. Be ready for every good deed. As believers, we are to be ready. We are prepared to do good deeds. We have a mindset of being ready to set aside our priorities, our scheduled times, and have a willingness to serve others. We're always prepared to do good deeds. I was a Royal Ranger growing up. Was anybody Royal Rangers? All right, Royal Rangers. What was it? What was the motto? Ready to serve, ready to worship, ready to obey. Oh, I can't even remember it all now. But you had to be ready. Well, the church has to be ready to do good deeds. We have to have a view that others are important and that they have a need. It is important when we are ready. We have a life view that opportunities to do good deeds are a vital part of honoring our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We're ready for good deeds. We're willing, we're eager to give, we're eager to help as a normal pattern of thinking. And this is not easy. That's why you have to be taught this. And Paul told Titus, teach them this. And the Word of God teaches us this. And this is a reminder. You have to be reminded to be ready. Chapter 3, verse 8. Paul tells Titus, this is a trustworthy statement. And concerning these things, I want you to speak confidently so that those who have believed God will be careful to engage in good deeds. These things are good and profitable for men. This is a trustworthy statement. This is a trustworthy saying. You should, those who have believed in God, have you believed in God? They should be careful to engage in good deeds. The Greek word for be careful, you ready for the Greek? This is a hard one. Phrotizo. Be careful. We are paying attention for the opportunities to do good. You have to be careful You have to look for the opportunities. You have to be watchful. You're walking around and you're not being clumsy, but you're being careful. You're making sure you're not missing any opportunity. You notice opportunities to do good deeds. You think about opportunities to do good deeds. You calculate how you can best glorify God by your good deeds. Be careful to engage. To engage in good deeds. That means more than just being involved in them. To engage, the Greek word prostemai. It means, it includes the idea of leading, managing, and being in charge of. So not only do we do good deeds, we actually look for ways to teach others how to do good deeds. We train people. We encourage other people to join us in our good deeds. We help others to find opportunities for good deeds. The Red, White, and Blue food drive was not my idea. It was Streams of Hope's idea. Streams of Hope had an idea of helping people who need food, who are hurting. So they came up with this idea. They told it to my wife. My wife got wind of the idea. I actually didn't even hear of the idea. She heard of it, and she told me. She said, "What do you think?" I said, "Sounds good to me. Put it in the bulletin." And then you guys came along because somebody managed the idea. Somebody got the idea together. They came up with a theme, red, white, and blue. And now you guys have been looking for red, white, and blue because somebody was engaged. Someone managed this. Someone look for opportunities for us to get involved to do good deeds. Chapter 3, verse 14. Which is the verse we started with today. Our people must also learn to engage in good deeds, to meet pressing needs so that they will not be unfruitful. Learn. You have to learn to do good deeds. If you're going to become proficient at good deeds, at obeying God, it involves effort, it involves thought, it involves study. Did you know you have to learn to do good deeds? Did you know you have to be taught to do good deeds? You knew this. You had to teach your children to do good deeds, or they would not share their toys with their cousins. Share your toys. No, mine. Oh. We got some learning to do here. Well, we're children of God, and sometimes we have to learn to do good deeds because in our broken, fallen humanity, we want to say, mine. We want to take care of ourselves. So we have to be willing to expend energy to learn from God, to learn from others, to learn from experience, to become proficient at good deeds. Now, good deeds are not the means of our salvation. A lot of people in the world do good deeds that don't care anything about God. So good deeds are not the means of our salvation. We are saved by grace through faith in and through what Jesus has done. But good deeds provide direction for those whose sins have been forgiven. The church is the light of the world, Jesus said. Let her shine brightly through her good deeds, through her good works. May they see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Paul was writing to Titus, who was at a very young church in Crete, the Greek Isle there. A very young church, a very pagan community, not an easy place to get a foothold in that community. But Paul started teaching Titus the values of good deeds. He saw that Crete needed good deeds. The world, our community, our neighbors, our family members, they need to see our good deeds so they can see who Jesus is. Number two. That was my longest point, so the other two won't be that long. All right. Like, oh, he's going to preach a long time today. No, that was the longest one, I promise. Number two. Good deeds done well are effective because they meet pressing needs. Good deeds done well are effective because they meet pressing needs. They provide for daily necessities. Good deeds are intended to meet the needs of others. Paul and Titus, for the most part, he's not talking about giving speeches. He's not talking about preaching. He's not talking about passing out tracts. He's not talking about telling people about Jesus, although he's in favor of all those things. He's talking about the good deeds in an ordinary sense of doing things that others recognize that meet their everyday pressing needs. In the workplace, it would be helping the new person get up to speed and how things work around the office in a kind, gentle way, more so than inviting them to a Bible study in this setting. At home, it means doing the dishes without having to be asked. Where's my daughter? No. Oh, she's going to be mad at me for that one. I shouldn't have said that. It's doing the laundry without complaining. It's mowing the lawn without complaining. At school, it's helping a friend, sometimes even one that's not so close of a friend, with their homework when they're falling behind and when they need it in the right way. In the church, it involves greeting, it involves praying for people, it involves the food drives, it involves bringing in the pill bottles to send out to missionaries overseas so they can use, it involves bringing in the grocery bags, etc., etc., etc. It involves meeting these practical needs, these pressing needs. It involves when someone's sick, you bring them some soup or some chicken, whatever it is. That's what Paul is teaching Titus and telling Titus to teach the people. Throughout the letter, Paul gives practical instructions for doing good deeds. He gives the attitudes and the behaviors, attitudinal behaviors behind our good deeds. They fall under the category of respect, self-control, and integrity. When we do good deeds, we should be respectful. We should show respect for everyone, Titus 3:1. We should be hospitable, Titus 1:8. We should be kind, Titus 2:5. We should not engage in conflict about inconsequential matters, Titus 3:9. We should not be arrogant or quick-tempered, Titus 1:7 and 8. You can't be quick-tempered and arrogant and do good deeds. We shouldn't use violence as a means of leading. We should use gentleness instead, Titus 3:1. So the attitude of respect will help us do good deeds. We should be self-controlled. Be self-controlled, Paul says in Titus 1:8 and Titus 2:6. We should not be greedy for gain, Titus 1:7. If you're greedy, you're never going to do anything good for others because you're always looking out for yourself. Don't become addicted to alcohol, Titus 1:7, Titus 2:3. If we're addicted to these things that control us, those things will control us. So we can't think of anyone else because we're always have something lording over us, controlling us. So we can't do good deeds if we're controlled by something else. Avoid envy and hate, Titus 3:3. If you're envious and you're hateful towards someone, you're not going to do a good deed for them. And integrity. Act with integrity, Titus 1:8. Love goodness, Titus 1:8. Submit to those in authority over you, Titus 2:9, Titus 3:1. Have these attitudes of being a person of character. It will help us when we do our good deeds, people will accept them. Believers are to cooperate wholeheartedly to meet pressing needs. We should become experienced at doing good deeds. God has created us to do good deeds. We have God's power to do good deeds. Have you ever got to the place where you don't know what God wants from you, what you're supposed to do, Are you doing what God wants you to do? You feel this temptation that you're not doing what God wants you to do. You're out of the will of God. You don't know what you're supposed to do. You don't know what direction you're supposed to go. My suggestion for myself and for you is when you ever feel that way, and my guess is you have felt that way and you will feel that way again. When you feel that way, go and find a pressing need and do a good deed. That rhymed. I didn't even mean for it to rhyme. So it must be true. Go and find a pressing need and do a good deed. Find something practical to do. When you feel that way, am I in God's will? Am I doing what God wants me to do? You feel like you're just a sinner and you're off the path, you don't know what to do. Go and find a pressing need and do a good deed. You will be surprised how you connect with God when you're acting like God. When you're acting like Jesus. This is the reason we were made, to meet practical needs in Jesus' name. Number three, good deeds make our life productive. Or if you like the word fruitful, you can use the word fruitful. Our people must also learn to engage in good deeds to meet pressing needs so that they will not be unfruitful. Because if we don't do these good deeds, we'll be unfruitful. But if we do the good deeds, we will be fruitful, we will be productive. Unless we are part of meeting the needs of others, our lives that we are leading are unproductive. Can I brag on Jan McElroy? She won't want me to, but I'm going to anyway. I'm sorry, Miss Jan. You have to forgive me, okay? I could brag on others, but I'm gonna focus on her for just a moment. She has taken it upon herself to care for our shut-ins, many of our shut-ins. She goes and visits them. She finds practical needs. She takes them things. She takes them the CDs and the bulletins and other things that they need. Caring for the shut-ins is not an easy ministry. It's not. Especially when they're completely shut in because you know they're not going to leave the home. They're not going to leave the place that they're at. They're not going to get any better unless the Lord does a complete miracle. So you're going there. How do you give hope to someone that's at a place where nothing's going to change and it's most likely going to get worse? But she's going there doing good deeds. She's meeting practical needs by her good deeds. And I know many of you, I'd miss somebody, so I just pointed out one individual. I know many of you are doing that. It may not seem like an important ministry. It may seem like it's overlooked, but to me and to the church and to God, it is productive, it is fruitful. When you do good deeds, you meet the needs of others. And when you meet others' needs, your own needs are met. What need? The need of being productive. The need of being fruitful. The need of actually having your life matter. When you give of yourself, you always get something back. That's how God works. You get a productive, fruitful life back when we give our life away. How does human nature work in its fallen state? It tells me to keep everything to myself and to meet my own needs. It's exactly the opposite of God's nature and God's passion. We've all been to one of those funerals where the person that has passed away did not reach out to others, did not reach out to do good deeds for others, that just focused on themselves, was isolated. Those funerals are depressing. Have you been to those? It's almost like from the outside, and I'm not saying that they can't be saved, and that person who you're thinking about might be someone close, but it almost seems like their life did not matter. But we've also been to those funerals of people who have given their life away doing good deeds for others, their family, their friends, their church, their community. It just seemed like they are always doing good deeds. Those were sad funeral services, but there also was a spirit of celebration and love and joy there, correct? Because those people gave their life away. Good deeds are intended to make our corner of God's creation productive, fruitful. Good deeds are meant to make our corner of God's good creation productive and fruitful. Paul seems to be hearkening back to Genesis chapter 2, 5, and 15, to till the ground and make it fruitful. That's how you tend to a garden. You till the ground, you make it fruitful, you make the trees grow. How do you tend to a church? How do you tend to a life? You till the ground, you do good deeds, and your life is productive and fruitful, and it grows. The production of good deeds is not the opposite of faith, but it is the essential consequence of faith. Good deeds are the fruit of salvation's tree. I like that. Good deeds are the fruit of salvation's tree. Good deeds will make your life productive. Good deeds, in Jesus' name, will make your life fruitful. So I encourage us to live for Jesus this week. Are you living for Jesus? How will you change priorities so that you are available when you do notice a good deed to be done? For many of us, this has to begin in the heart. We must communicate to the Lord our desire to go a different direction. Say, Father, I usually focus on myself, and I want to focus on others to do good deeds. Unless you're already practicing good deeds with the zeal, then just keep up the good work and keep doing what you're doing in Jesus' name, honoring the Lord. But for the rest of us, we should ask His help, ask for His strength to change our mindset and to change our plans to make sure we're ready to do good deeds. Decide when you're going to change your plans led by the Holy Spirit, and decide when you should not. The Holy Spirit will lead you in these directions. Number two, make a list. Write them down. Make a list of ongoing needs around you. How can you get involved in meeting those needs? How can you help others involved get involved meeting those needs? Maybe it's just there's a need around you. You're getting involved, but also you want to be engaged, the word was. You want to help others. You want to figure out what God wants you to do to lead this so others can get involved meeting this need. And number three, be on the lookout for your fellow believers who have needs. Don't forget the people around you. Many times we can start focusing on global needs, and those are important, but we forget those that are next door and sometimes even in our own homes. So don't forget the people around you need your good deeds as well. Your life will be productive. You'll be imitating Christ, who did the greatest deed of all. He gave His life for us, and He's still leading, guiding, directing us into all truth. Let's pray in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, help us to care for people. Help us to care for our parents. Lord, in the book of Titus, it gave just several categories of men and women and elders and people in service, categories of how we can do good deeds. So we pray right now in categories. Help us to do good deeds for our parents. Lord, show us how to do good deeds for them. Help us to do good deeds for our children and grandchildren. Teach us, O God. Help us to learn how to do good deeds. Help us to do good deeds for our family, extended family. Help us to do good deeds for our, in Jesus' name, for our co-workers, for our friends, O God, so that our life will be productive, be fruitful. Help us to do good deeds for those in the body of Christ, in our church family here. And help us all to reach out to even people we don't know, that we don't have a personal connection with, but that you've called us to reach out to, so our lives will be productive, so that they would be helped, their practical needs would be met, and that the name of God would be glorified. Lord, we're your people today. We're learning, and we ask you to teach us to engage in good deeds. God, show us pressing needs. Help us not to overlook them, but help us, give us the strength, the energy, the wisdom to meet good needs, good deeds. God, help our life to be productive. Help our life to be fruitful. Help the teenagers as they go to school, that they would be known for this. And that their high school years would be productive. Productive on their teams, in their classrooms. Our young children as well, they're learning now to be people who care for others. Help us all in Jesus' name. And we thank you for it. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name. If you're able, would you stand with us? And let's sing unto the Lord who did the greatest deed of all. He saved us. He gave us life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
All to Jesus I surrender.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
To him I freely give.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Spirit, would you just whisper to us a pressing need in somebody's life around us? Would you help us to do good deeds for that pressing need in our life, in somebody's life, Father? So we'll be like you, and our life will be fruitful, and it will be good for them, and it will bring glory to the Father. What a way to spend a life. What a way to invest a life. And when we stand in your presence, you'll say, "Welcome, good and faithful servant." And we thank you for it. We honor you for it. Lord, just continue to bless your people. Continue to watch over your people. Continue to make your face just shine upon your people. Be gracious to every person here and give every person here peace. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.